Welcome to episode 33 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux, where we aim to equip you with everything you need to excel in your Snowflake certifications. I am your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user from BrightFlux, and today we're diving deep into access control frameworks in Snowflake. In the world of cloud data platforms, security is paramount, and Snowflake's access control frameworks are crucial for managing and securing your data effectively. This episode will cover all angles, from the basic concepts to more advanced configurations, to ensure you have a solid understanding to help you ace your exam. What is access control in Snowflake? Access control in Snowflake refers to the systematic way of managing who has access to what within the Snowflake environment. It lies at the heart of security management, allowing you to control who can view, use, and modify data, ensuring that sensitive information is always protected. Roles and responsibilities. Snowflake utilizes a role-based access control, RBAC model. This means that access is granted based on roles rather than to specific individuals. It's crucial to understand how roles are structured and how they interact. There are several primary roles in Snowflake: account admin, security admin, use admin, and sysadmin. Each carrying specific responsibilities and privileges, understanding the hierarchy and the scope of these roles is essential. For instance, the account admin has the highest level of privileges, capable of performing all administrative functions, while the sysadmin role is more focused on managing objects within Snowflake. Granting access. In Snowflake, the grant statement is used extensively to assign specific roles to users' roles or even shared access. Knowing how to craft these statements and when to use them is key. For example, to grant a user role the ability to create databases, you would use the following statement: grant create database to role user role. Creating and managing roles effectively is vital for a robust access control strategy in Snowflake. Ownership and privilege propagation. When a Snowflake object, such as a database or schema, is created, the role that created it becomes the owner of that object. Ownership confers the ability to grant access to others, which introduces the concept of privilege propagation. It is fundamental to understand how privileges are propagated within Snowflake's RBAC model and how the with grant option clause works in granting statements. Best practices. 1. Implement least privilege principle. Always grant the minimum privileges necessary for a role to perform its functions. This reduces potential attack surfaces. 2. Regularly review and update role assignments. Ensure roles are appropriately assigned and that unnecessary privileges are revoked. 3. Utilize secure views and stored procedures for sensitive data. This adds an extra layer of security, ensuring that direct access to sensitive data is limited. 4. Educate team members on the access control framework. Knowledge is power. Ensure that all team members understand the access control mechanisms in place. To wrap up, understanding Snowflake's access control framework is key to securing your data platform and ensuring that sensitive information is appropriately managed. This deep dive into the framework has equipped you with the knowledge necessary to tackle this portion of the Snowflake SnowPro Core certification. Remember, practice makes perfect, so familiarize yourself with these concepts, roles, and best practices. Thank you for joining me for this in-depth look at access control frameworks in Snowflake. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will continue to unravel the complexities of Snowflake, helping you become a certified Snowflake pro. This is Yakub Abdul Hakim, signing off. Stay secure and knowledgeable, folks.